Hey, it's your executive coach, Shalissa, and welcome to the Go Off Script podcast. So lately, I've been working with a group of women, not together, but individually. None of them know each other. But honestly, if you sat in on some of those calls, you would 100% think that they were probably working for the same company and maybe even friends, because their stories were so identical, just in terms of what they were experiencing at work, how they were feeling, and the results that they were getting. And for me, it felt like Groundhog Day. It just felt like deja vu, like I kept having the same conversation repeatedly over the course of several different conversations with different women. Here's what the pattern was. Tell me if this sounds familiar for you. They were, first of all, they're all very highly capable leaders, and their results are great. So that's, you know, across the board, across all of them. But they are also very overwhelmed. They're very overworked. And when I say overworked, I mean beyond their job description, beyond their day, and beyond what anyone should be expecting them to carry. So I went through all these calls, and, you know, they're all coaching calls. And then I came off and I just started to think about this for myself, because I have been in corporate for decades. I remember feeling overwhelmed for different reasons, whether it was a cultural, like maybe I didn't align to the culture of the company, or I was under a leader that was just not great. So I remember overwhelm setting in for those reasons. But when it came to my work, I don't know that I actually felt overwhelmed at any point in time. So I started to think about the different roles that I played, and I started to think about this one situation. It got me thinking about something that happened, I want to say 15 years ago. It was a Friday. My boss, who was a male boss, came up to me and said, "Hey, we've got a lot of work to do. Any chance you want to work this weekend?" Now, don't even ask me. It was 15 years ago, so I don't remember the context. I don't remember why there was this rush to have people work on the weekends. But I do remember two things. I remember my answer, and I remember his response. So the dialogue was short. I remember everything else. I don't remember why we had to work on the weekend. But I remember sitting at my desk. I remember he wheeled up a little stool to sit beside me, and I slowly glanced over at him with this, "Can I help you?" look on my face. And he says to me, "Hey, can you work this weekend?" And right away I said, "Nope," like almost with a laugh. "No, I'm not working this weekend." And then he paused and looked at me and said, "Well, why not?" And I said, "Because I have a family." And I think I said it that way with obviously a smile on my face, but kind of like, "Dude, I have a family. I'm not coming in on the weekend." Now he paused again. And he looked at me, and this was his response, and I'll never forget it. His answer to my response was, "Good answer." Can you believe that? He was like, "Yep, you're right. Good answer." He wheeled himself away, got up, and went to bug someone else. Now, to be clear, I had a great relationship with this boss. We respected each other, and I felt totally comfortable being honest with him. But looking back, I realized something, that it wasn't a one-time thing. That was really just me. That's just how I operated. So I started thinking about other moments in corporate and other jobs at different levels, you know, and I realized that I just didn't have a problem saying no. Now, if my parents are listening to this podcast, they will absolutely be probably laughing about this, because they know that this is true, right? Like even they have asked me to do things and I'm like, "No, I'm not doing it." So I figured out at some point, and I didn't refer to it as boundaries at that time. I didn't have that. Like, I didn't think about it as boundaries, but I guess that's what it was for me. So going back to work, I did not have any issue saying no to work that didn't belong to my team or to me. So that no, I should say, also extended out to my team as well. So the same boundaries, I guess, that I created for myself, I extended it out to my team, and I fiercely protected them and their time. So saying no to work that didn't belong to me or my team was quite easy. Also saying no to weekends and evenings and holidays. And it wasn't because I didn't care, but it was because I was so locked in on the outcomes that mattered. First and foremost to my team, and then secondly to me. Now, when I say outcomes, I don't just mean work outcomes. I mean the outcomes that I had in mind for myself outside of work. So whether that's spending time with my family or going to the gym, being present at home, all of those were very important. Those were my top priorities. They weren't side priorities. They weren't side of desk things for me. Those were the number one priorities. And anything that threatened those, I mean, the no came out so quickly and unapologetically that it was probably almost comical. Now, here's the weird thing about all of this. You would think that my colleagues, my work friends, even my boss would say like, wow, you're not a team player. But the opposite actually happened. I had such great connections with folks that I worked with. And saying no, I found actually made me a better team player. Because here's the thing, because I had boundaries, I had bandwidth. And because I had focus, I had energy and time. And because I protected what mattered, I had perspective. Now, putting those things together, the bandwidth, the energy, the time, and the perspective, that gave me the ability to contribute in more meaningful ways to my team. So my team, not my boss, but my team, if you're a previous boss of mine, you know this to be true, but my team was always the top priority for me. So because I had those pieces in place around the bandwidth, energy, time, and perspective, I was able to contribute in very meaningful ways to my team because I wasn't drowning in busy work or buried in someone else's undone to-do list or expectations. As I mentioned before, I did have moments of burnout from, again, the toxic culture or poor leadership, but that's a different conversation for another time, probably for another episode. But when it came to my work and what I could control, I protected the peace of my team, like my team's peace and my own peace. Which brings me back to this week. Every single client I spoke with is just, it's just they're carrying way too much. And all of them said some version of this. I don't even know how I ended up responsible for all of this. And in every case I responded with, let's break that down to understand exactly what's happening. Now, after having what feels like countless conversations that follow this pattern, here's what I think are the top three things that get in the way of them being able to just create greater focus for themselves and bring some of that overwhelm down. The first is it doesn't feel good for them to say no. They feel bad for saying no. It's like they feel selfish or they feel like they'll be seen as not a team player. Hand in hand with that, they also may not know how to say no, at least not in a way that feels professional and clear. And the third piece is there's a theme of not wanting to disappoint anyone. So in order to avoid disappointment, they take it all on. So those three are sort of underlying themes that once we get into the conversation, one or two or all of those things will start to surface up, right? Now, we start by tackling those feelings of feeling bad for saying no, disappointment, and so on. But then there's something else that quietly creeps into the conversation. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes. And that piece is that I start to sense that they may not be clear on what they should be focusing on. So let me be clear about what I'm saying here. They know what the KPIs are. They know what the expectations are, but they haven't really thought through how to separate high value work from just busy work. So it all starts to feel like a bit of a free for all. So everything feels urgent, everything feels important, and then they're spread way too thin. So if you're starting to feel or have been feeling for a while like you're carrying way too much and losing clarity, I'll share with you now three things that you can test out. First, pay attention to your internal yes. If your yes feels heavy, guilt-driven, or too automatic, then pause before answering. Ask yourself, am I agreeing out of alignment or am I agreeing out of obligation? The secret here is to just say yes slower. I don't want you to say yes quickly. Pause. And if you need to tell the other individual, you know, if you need that pause, before you commit, just say, you know what, give me a moment to think about that and get back to them. And then do some self-reflection and ask yourself questions like, am I agreeing out of alignment or am I agreeing out of a sense of obligation here? Here's another thing you can try out. I want you to try starting with very small boundaries. You do not have to go from yes to everything, which is, you know, I think a lot of you out there are probably saying yes to way too much, to no to all of it. You don't have to go from 100% yes to 100% no. Start by setting one clear limit this week and practicing a phrase like, I'm at capacity right now, but happy to help you figure out who can support this. Now, this is a very thoughtful, kind way to respond that is also a no, because you're also helping this individual. Now, this does not mean that you're gonna turn this into a 3-hour event. This does mean that you sit with them maybe for 5 minutes to really understand what the ask is, and then gently just sort of point them into another direction. Like say, you know what, for work like this, we tend to go to X team or X leader. And you could even, if you have time, take it a step further to say, do you know this individual? If not, let me send an introduction and I can connect the two of you. Okay, here's a third one. I want you to reconnect to your outcomes. Look at your top KPIs and ask, what work actually moves the needle on these? Now, when I work with teams, if I find that they are having a hard time answering that question, that's a whole other conversation that I end up having. I end up layering in a conversation about purpose. I want them to reconnect to their purpose as a team. Why does your team exist? And I won't get into it now in this podcast, but there are a few elements when you start to, you know, articulate your purpose. So if they're struggling with answering what work actually moves the needle on these, we may have to do a little bit of a step back to recenter them on what their purpose is as a team. But assuming that they don't have an issue there and they can answer it, then what I ask them to do is to make a list of anything else. Like, so they pretty much have two columns, what work actually moves the needle. And then in the second column, what is all the other stuff? And then create a plan to start letting go of what is stealing your time and your energy without serving your ultimate outcome and your purpose. So here's a final thought with all of this. For those of you who are experiencing this, I truly understand and empathize. The goal here isn't to be less helpful. The goal here is to be much more intentional. Because when you get clear on your boundaries and your priorities, you don't just survive the workload. You start to lead differently on your own terms, and you'll also start to see your teams flourish in a very different way, a good way. And you'll start to see that you will have capacity to reinvest into your team, which then makes them even more productive and more powerful as a team. That's it for today's coaching session. If this episode gave you something to think about or even just helped you feel seen, send it to someone else who needs to hear it as well. And if you're starting to feel the weight of too much, please remember, you do not have to carry it all. You should not carry it all. And you don't have to figure it out alone. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next episode. I want to take a moment to say thank you for spending this time with me. Even though this is a podcast, I truly feel like I see you. I know you're putting in the work, and in many cases, I know you're trying to figure things out on your own. And let me tell you, you're doing better than you think. If you ever need more, reach out. Like, seriously. I know it might feel strange to book time with a voice on a podcast, especially if we haven't actually met before, but I ask that you do. Whether you represent a business or just need someone to connect with for yourself, I'm here. And what I'll do is I'll put my calendar in the notes below so that you can reach out. And if you're not ready, that's okay too. We'll always have this podcast space to connect. Have a wonderful day, friend.